It is a first for the LAPD. Today, the department released a video, but not like what you may be used to watching. This is an inside look, a roughly 17-minute long clip. And you can watch it for yourself, by the way, on the LAPD website. It's edited, and it details the actions of officers leading up to the death of a man in police custody.
The LAPD is embarking on a new effort to provide you with more information about what we call critical incidents.
That's LAPD spokesperson Josh Rubenstein.
What you're about to see is based on our understanding of the incident today and may change as we collect and analyze additional evidence and interview witnesses.
And then the clip begins with a 911 call. A warning, by the way, that this story contains gunshots and other unpleasant sounds.
Emergency apparatus 685.
Hello, I'd like to report a suspicious person.
What's the person doing?
He just walked into people's property with a brick. He's just looking around in the area.
As you hear there, a man calls the police to report a suspicious person. He describes a young man walking around his neighborhood south of downtown L.A., so-called Newton area.
Okay, and the guy, is he black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
He's Hispanic. He's wearing a...
The suspect would later be identified as 24-year-old Jose Chavez. A call is then made.
The suspect is down the middle of the street. The suspect is a male Hispanic in his 30s, wearing a blue cap, gray shirt, armed with a brick.
Officers respond, and what you see next on the video is from the body cam of one of the officers.
Hey, you vives por aquí, or what? You live around here?
The police try to reason with Chavez, who's standing in the middle
Everything
of a
good?
Residential street, not moving, and they call out to him in English and in Spanish. He doesn't respond.
You good? Yeah? You gonna talk to us or what? Okay, we're asking if you're okay.
And it seems like at that point they're gonna leave him be.
Just let him run, dude, let him run. He's back in his area.
But then...
You gotta get out of the street, bud.
At this point, the officers request an additional unit and a supervisor.
The other voice you hear there is from Alan Hamilton of the LAPD's Force Investigation Unit. Backup is then called, and that's when things really start to escalate. Chavez picks up a metal dustpan, a pretty big one, which from then on is referred to by officers as a weapon. He is defiant. He's not backing down, but not by any means threatening those officers. He's just not complying with what they're demanding him to do. And then as he's standing on the porch of this home, not his home, but a neighborhood home, officers decide to use less than lethal force. Listen. They shoot several rounds of beanbags at him. You hear the guns firing? Those are beanbags. But Chavez just stands there trying to dodge the shots. At that point, there are at least 10 officers on the scene, and they move in to apprehend him.
Taser, taser, taser!
Well, this is where things get dicey in the video. Officers struggle to handcuff Chavez. At least 8 cops pile on top of him in some way or another. And again, here's Alan Hamilton of the LAPD.
Chavez's arms are secured with 2 sets of handcuffs, which expands the distance between his arms and reduces constriction of his chest.
But after that fight, after that altercation, Chavez's condition deteriorates.
How's his breathing there, guys?
He's kind of making jerky motions.
Okay, let's get him on the side. Let's
get him
on the side.
Get him there, get him here now.
You can hear there one officer asking about his breathing. Chavez would soon be taken to a nearby hospital where he would be pronounced dead. And now the LAPD insists it is waiting, still waiting, for the results of a report from the coroner's office as to the cause of that death and if Chavez was intoxicated or on drugs at the time of the incident. But Michael Carrillo, who is one of the attorneys representing Chavez's family, says what happened is pretty clear.
We know that he had asthma. And so if you see on the video, there's an officer laying on his back, not moving, and several other officers piled on top of him. So we feel, at least at this point, that was the cause right there.
He also described the LAPD's video as a biased production to justify what happened to Chavez.
No crime had been committed. At least on the phone call, there hadn't been a witness that said that there was a crime. So for them to escalate to the situation where they're piled on top of him, I think that was just wrong. And they're just justifying what they did in killing this man.
Carrillo says the family has already filed a claim against the city. And if LAPD stands by its position that what happened in the video was justified, his firm will then file a lawsuit. You're listening to All Things Considered.